We want to take a little more time with the conversation we had earlier this morning with Shirley Sherrod. You can actually hear that entire conversation at our website, thetakeaway.org. In addition, you can see the complete video of remarks that Shirley Sherrod made at an NAACP banquet in March. These are the comments that got her in trouble and forced the USDA to call for her resignation. She is a now former employee of the USDA. She was asked to resign on Monday because the conservative website biggovernment.com posted an edited version of that speech I talked about. In that speech, she told an almost 25-year-old story about a time in which she was hesitant to help a white farmer. Here's a clip of the video from her comments.
I was struggling with the fact that so many black people have lost their farmland, and here I was faced with having to help a white person save their land. So I didn't give him the full force of what I could do.
Well, as it turns out, the edited clip that led to Sherrod's resignation didn't tell the whole story. And you can hear the entire conversation, as I said, with Sherrod, in addition to the entire unedited video at our website, thetakeaway.org. But we've been looking for not only your responses on this, but further conversation with people about what this means in the country in our conversation about race. And Shirley Sherrod herself said that this relates back to an incident that happened in her young life.
My father was murdered in 1965 by a white farmer. I had every reason to live a life of hate, but I knew I couldn't do that. And I remember on the night of my father's death, as our house filled with people, I was in one of the bedrooms praying and asking God to help give me an answer. I needed to do something. I knew I couldn't pick up a gun to attempt to try to kill the person who killed him.
And it was that incident in her life in which she realized that she needed to dedicate herself to stay in the South instead of moving north and try to help relations between blacks and whites. And actually one of the things that kept her at the USDA for so long, working with both white and black farmers. That's what she says. Another case, she said, this is exactly what she says, it was the end of that story she was telling about the white farmer.
Some of the things that happened to black farmers happened to some white farmers. That was my transformation. That was the whole point of telling the story. Working with this farmer helped me to see that I needed to move beyond white versus black.
And at the end of the conversation with Shirley Sherrod, I asked her if the USDA calls her, if Secretary Vilsack calls her and offers her job back, would she take it?
You know, I'm not sure about that because I'm not sure of how I would be treated at this point at USDA. Isn't that something?
Well, that is something. I think she made some news there.
Well, she's still making news because we still don't know how this story ends, but our listeners have been calling in and responding.
This is Johnny from Michigan. It seems to me that we have become entirely too sensitive to not only race, but to everything else. It's so easy to offend someone anymore, and it seems to be so hard to make it up to them. Not only that, I think it's just totally irresponsible on the part of not only this conservative online forum, and we all know that online is not the best way to get your information, but it was also irresponsible on the part of the NAACP and the USDA to ask for resignations before looking fully into the situation.
That's a typical comment, is that they shouldn't have rushed to judgment.
Well, there was a lot of rushing to judgment and a lot of people in a tizzy, especially over the last couple of weeks, over race. There's charges and countercharges between the NAACP and New Black Panther Party, Fox News. It's running the gamut. And this just kind of got dropped into the middle of a roiling pot on race the last couple of weeks, and everybody reacted.
But it is odd that they would react so quickly. Here's the irony for me. She was making those comments at an NAACP banquet.
Right.
The NAACP, they were the source that had the full video that they didn't watch.
And they could, right, they didn't watch, and they could have said this was 24 years ago.
Yeah, and the end of the story was that she changed her mind. In any case, Carter from Louisville, Kentucky has a completely different take on it. He writes on our website, thetakeaway.org, Sherrod can backpedal and spin this all she wants. The fact is she didn't want to help a person simply because he was white, the very textbook definition of racism. However, following the examples of the NAACP and the White House, it's evident that racism against whites is now acceptable. Actually, Carter, let me just correct you real quickly. What she is explaining in her story is that she was hesitant hesitant to help this white farmer. That's the very white farmer that she went on to save his farm for him. And that farmer has since come out and said she shouldn't have lost her job, since she was the very person that helped him save his farm. So just, I want to make sure you had that story clear. But we also got another comment from Nashiqua in Denver. She writes at the site, thetakeaway.org, "You guys suggest that the current climate is less conducive to a discussion about race. The fact is, these incidents rear their head and recede on a regular basis. If we admit there's a problem, then we as a people have to do something about it." And that kind of gets to what you were talking about.
Yeah, it is. And it's much more difficult to have a cogent and calm discussion about race than it is to have an environment of charges and countercharges. I just wonder how this story would have played if we were in a week or a period of 2 weeks where race bombs weren't being thrown back and forth. You know, it's a strange time that it started.
It's a good question. And we did ask her if she'd take the job. She said she wasn't sure. Here's what one listener said.
My name is Denray Antoine. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I think she should be reinstated, and only for her personal redemption. I don't think she should accept the position again, because I'm convinced in cases like this, it's very difficult for one to go home a second time. I'm upset at the NAACP for not having done a thorough investigation.
And that's, again, as we were saying earlier, that's a common complaint, that everyone rushed to judgment. And you have to wonder to what extent our 24-hour news cycle affects this rush to get a response out before the next news cycle begins.
And it affected her directly. We asked Shirley Sherrod, you know, you were basically a bureaucrat down in Georgia, pretty nameless, doing your job, and all of a sudden thrust into the limelight. In a matter of 48 hours, your job is gone. You're on The Takeaway, you're on CNN, and you've sparked yet another race conversation. It's quite amazing. I wonder what'll happen if she says she doesn't want that
job. Well, she says she's gotten hate emails.
Of course.
And yeah, it's kind of a moving story. But we want to hear what you think on this story. Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, and tell us, can we talk about race in America without getting into a political argument?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.